My name is Fran DeVille. I'm an agronomist for Delta Pine / Monsanto based in Louisiana. I'm here today to talk to you about two new products we have in the class of 10 in the mid to full season markets. The first product we'd like to discuss is Delta Pine 1048 B2RF. It was tested as 09 R605. It is a mid to full. It is a has a semi-smooth leaf. Primary regions of deployment for this product this upcoming year will be in the lower southeast, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, the lower mid-south, basically talking about Clarksdale, Mississippi south, and of course in South Texas, coastal Bend area. Along with yield improvements, we believe that there are the data indicate improvement in fiber quality. Specifically, we were looking at strength and in the micronaire area. Storm tolerance is very good, a lot tighter than 0949, and in the areas of triple nickel, a lot more tighter than that. In looking at maturity, where this fits in, as you're aware, last year we introduced a new numbering system to allow better identification of what the maturity of a particular variety was. You see the class of 09 where they fell in. If you look to the far right, the 140, that would be probably where five triple nickel would fit in. So when we move in the two products that I will be talking about today, 1048 and 1050, you see that while they're out there towards the mid to full, they do not reach the 555 area. In looking at 1048 versus Delta Pine 0949, it's closest product comparison in the family or in the product portfolio. You'll see that they're very similar in several areas. One thing to note is that 0949 is very much a columnar plant. 1048 is not. It's more of your common bushy plant type. Total number of fruiting nodes is the same. One thing to notice is that the height of the first fruiting branch is down around 5.4 versus 0949 being a little bit more leggy of a plant up there at 6.4. So we are starting to fruit a little earlier. Looking at specific data, looking at 1048, in the upper southeast, in the upper mid-south, it had tremendous yield improvement compared to the checks, and the checks are listed below, 0935, 0949, Phytogen 485, and Stonville 5458. Those two areas, though, are not as adaptive for the full season. That is not going to be our primary area of deployment this coming year. The areas we want to look at here is the lower southeast, where we had a 13.8% improvement over the check, as well as in the lower mid-south, we had an approximate 9% improvement. When we look at specific checks and break it down in the southern tier, 1048 versus 0949, we saw a roughly 5% yield advantage. Had a little bit better turnout, improvement in the staple length, and of course we had a lowering in the micronaire, which are very positive. So when we look at the lint yield increase, coupled that with the improvement in return on fiber quality, we basically got about a 6.9% crop value improvement with 1048 versus 0949. The number of trials here was 42. 1048 versus triple nickel, 19 trials. The majority of these were in the southeast area, in the Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama area. We had a 12% increase in yield over triple nickel. We had a substantial increase in staple length, and a little bit lowering in the micronair, and therefore leading us to a total crop value return over triple nickel with 1048 in these trials of 14.7%. Looking at 5458, a 12% increase, a little bit better lint turnout, an improvement in micronair, a little bit improvement in the staple length, leading to an overall 14.4% advantage over 54-58 in these trials. And when compared to Phytogen 485, there was a 19% increase in yield, as well as some fiber quality advantages, as you see here, that wound up leading out to a total of a 20.6% crop value increase of 1048 versus 485. This is just a stability graph that we use when we sit down with our partners in the company to advance, and into also with our sales reps and our growers, basically showing the performance of the product over different yield environments. Green line representing 1048, the red line a little hard to see there on the bottom representing in this case 5458. You see the yield advantage, and the yield advantage is maintained as we go up through the higher yielding environments, and as we get into the higher yielding environments, creating even a bigger gap. The second new in this lineup in the later season varieties, our full season entry for this coming year will be 1050. It was tested as 09R573. It is a full maturity. It is a smooth leaf. It is a more robust plant type. It is the closest thing we have to a five or a triple nickel plant type. Probably will be needed to be managed from a growth regular standpoint. Very similar to triple nickel. There may be a little bit of reduction in growth regulators, but right now we are still waiting for a little bit more data to finalize those recommendations. Again, we believe that the yield improvement we saw coupled with fiber quality improvement is going to make this an excellent choice. Storm resistance is very good, tighter than 0949, and of course tighter than 555 or triple nickel. Just looking again, just like in the previous variety, we're looking at 1050 versus 0949. Basically, we're seeing similar plant height, about an inch higher with 1050. Total number of nodes up there in the 20 range. But again, we see an earlier fruiting in this one here also. So helps in the management process and some of the decisions that need to be made. Looking at 1050 versus the checks, we didn't see quite the improvement in yield as we saw with 1048, like in the upper southeast. A lot less, it was around 8%. But again, the upper southeast and the upper mid-south, while there was improvement, they are not our primary areas of deployment. The primary areas for deployment are going to be the lower southeast and the lower mid-south. And there you saw a 13 and an 8% increase for those respective areas. Honing down a little bit, getting into this, digging in, we're looking at 1050 again against the same checks. We saw a 4% increase with 1050 over 0949. Again, we saw a little bit better turnout, a little improvement in the staple length, definite improvement in the micronair, leading us to an overall crop value improvement of roughly 6.5%. In the comparison with triple nickel, again, those trials were primarily in the southeast area. We saw a 14% increase in yield as compared to triple nickel. We definitely saw an advantage in staple length. Micronair was about the same. And uniformity, we're getting that uniformity level up, we think is a benefit for it. And therefore, coupled with the yield advantage, we were getting about a 16.9% crop value increase. Looking at comparison with 485, there was a 19% increase, as well as a little improvement in staple length and in micronair, which basically led us to a 21% crop value increase. And the same thing leading on into a comparison with 5458, there was a 13% yield increase. Looking at basically the same in staple length, fairly close, definite improvement in micronair, leading at the end of the day to a 15.5% increase in crop value. The same stability graph that I showed earlier, again showing the green line is Delta Pine 1050, showing a nice steady across all yield environments when compared, in this case, to Stonewall 5458, a yield advantage, and that yield advantage slowly getting a little bit wider as we go to the higher yield environments. But again, doing very well at the low end also. So in summary, Delta Pine 1048 is our new mid-full maturity product this coming year with a semi-smooth leaf, excellent yield potential with improved fiber quality, and we feel it's going to be a great fit in the southern tier. And Delta Pine 1050 will be our full maturity 555 or triple nickel type plant, smooth leaf, again excellent yield potential and fiber quality, and it is the closest plant type to triple nickel and in its management style. And with that, I appreciate your time.